All right, everybody out there.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody out there. You're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show. Eddie Jones Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. Faces of Success Radio had some technical difficulties and an emergency this morning, so we didn't get started at 9 o'clock. But for the 10 o'clock hour, we have Miss Tricia Allen. Miss Tricia Allen with No More Violence calling all the way from Texas. So she'll be calling in at 10 o'clock. It's about 9:51 a.m. And I want to say to everybody out there, I'm sure you already have your coffee and your tea and your juice and whatever you need to get your morning going. First, this is December the 1st, and I want to wish everybody a very, very happy holiday. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you didn't eat too much turkey and dressing. I know I did. And matter of fact, the turkey and dressing is even better the day after. We've got a lot of things going on here, and I want to talk about a couple of things before we go on to our interview. One of the things I want to talk about is I want to talk about a little bit about the Michael Brown case. And what bothers me about the Michael Brown case is the police officer that shot him, and I don't even care about his name right now because his name is not important. What's important is he just recently resigned from the force out in Ferguson, and he should have did that 129 days ago, okay? He should have resigned a long, long time ago, but now the guy has resigned. And to me, him resigning is just not enough. They said that he resigned without pay, without getting any severance pay or anything at all. Well, I really don't believe that. I'm quite sure there's supporters out there who support bad cops for doing bad things. And we can look around and see some of the other shootings that have taken place in the past, that there have been other bad cops who have done bad shootings and raise money to support them and their families for what they've done wrong. So I'm in total disagreement with that completely. The people are rioting, and I'm not saying that rioting is right. I'm not agreeing with that. I'm not saying that it's the right thing to do, but people are fed up and they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's where we are right now. People don't want to keep going on with the same old, don't worry, we'll pat you on the back and get your Bible and pray and everything's going to be all right. No, people want action. And even God told Moses to set his people free. So people want to be free from these type of activities from the police department. They don't want to have to go through these kind of things. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now, what happened? I'm going to show you something here, and please listen to me carefully. I know this won't fall on deaf ears. People rioted across the United States of America. This was bigger. I mean, Devin Brown, that was a big case. Trayvon Martin, that was a big case. But Michael Brown, this Michael Brown case is really changing the face of America, because when you saw the people out there rioting, this wasn't African-American people that were rioting. It was Filipinos. It was Latino. It was white. It was Egyptian. It was African. Every ethnicity was out there across the United States. New York, Chicago, Detroit, Oakland, Los Angeles, all across the United States and in the southern states. They were all protesting at the same time to send out a major message, not just to the president, but to the government, that this type of activity is not acceptable and will not continue to be tolerated in our United States of America. They say that there is democracy. They say that there is a freedom of speech and a freedom of action. Well, I say that it's an injustice to shoot a young man several times and then shoot him in the top of his head. How long? Dr. King said, not long. How long? Not long, Dr. King said, before we see justice. Now, Dr. King gave his speech many years ago, and we're still, he said that we shall overcome. Now, we have overcome in certain areas, but the area where we need to overcome right now is in getting a better relationship with the police department, not the Los Angeles Police Department, not the Chicago Police Department, but every police department in the United States of America. And until we sit down at the table and I just picked up this news this morning that the President of the United States, President Barack Obama, which I commend him for this, is going to sit down with civil rights leaders and have a discussion about race relations and police department and how they can, you know, make this better, because people are tired. And the police are being challenged right now to see if they're there to serve and to protect. That's what it says. We're here to serve and protect. That's what it says on the door. Okay, well, if you're there to serve and protect and you want to make a better community, let me share a few how to do it ideas that I have. First of all, police officers should be walking the beat and talking to the people in the community where they work at. Get to know who the kids are. Get to know who the parents are. It doesn't matter if they're single parents. It doesn't matter what. Get to know the community that you're working with. And that's going to help out a whole lot. Hold on. We have a caller calling in. Hold on. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Welcome to the Eddie Jones Talk Show. Welcome to the Eddie Jones Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. How are you today? Is everything going okay out there in Dallas, Texas?
Oh, it's going well.
Now, the name of your organization is No More Violence, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, before we get off into the interview with you about No More Violence, which is a wonderful organization that is doing wonderful things, let's just touch a little bit on all the we're talking about the shooting of Michael Brown and the police officer that shot him just resigned from the department yesterday. I wanted to get your opinion on that and how you feel about him resigning from the department.
Well, you know, I just heard about that. And the thing about it is that he must know that he was wrong, first of all, if he knows he's going to step down as he has done. The thing about it is when you know you're wrong, you pretend your conscience will bother you, and I believe that that's what has happened.
And, you know, they said that he resigned without severance pay or without any of his pay that he's supposed to get as a resigning police officer. I feel, and I was just saying that, you know, the reason why they rioted across the United States of America, because it just wasn't a one-person thing, and it wasn't just African-Americans rioting. It was Latinos, it was Egyptians, it was Filipinos, it was people from all ethnicities out rioting across the United States, in the South, in the North, in the East, and in the West. How do you feel? Do you feel like people are just sick and tired of being sick and tired of this police brutality against young Latinos and African-American males?
I believe so. You know, the United States is hurting so bad, and I'm hurting so much for the parents of Michael Brown, even the parents even within our organization. We are so tired of our police officers killing our young black men. And it's affecting everyone, even down to our young people, to where they're kind of undecided on if the police officers are really on their side. They even need assistance from them.
You know, it's so amazing, and what a good thing that you brought up. Our young people are afraid. They don't know how to deal with the police. They don't know how to talk to the police because they feel that when the police come, that they should be afraid. They don't know if they're going to die just trying to talk to the police officer, or they're not even given a chance to pull out their ID and show who they are, tell who they are. They judge them because their pants are sagging because they don't have on a belt, or they judge them. Now, a lot of our young people go to college, and they wear their pants sagging. And a lot of them are very well educated, and a lot of them have jobs, and they're still being racially profiled. How do you feel, running an organization, how do you feel about the racial profiling against young African-American males across the United States of America?
Well, you know, Mr. Jones, not only that, I have to say, I have three daughters in college right now, and I just shared the same conversation with them, even as a female, that the racial profiling is even not only just male, black males, it's women, black girls, too. And I wanted to share with them and educate them on things they're not supposed to do and to be aware, because it even scares me even to share this conversation with my daughters, but I have to share that with them because if they're in the car with someone or even driving themselves, I want to educate them what to do and what not to do, you know, to be able to understand what's going on in this world. You know, you may find some good cops, you may find some bad, but I still want them to know. Do not give them no kind of sense of feeling that they are being harmed in any kind of way. Even though it may not feel right, I don't want to lose my daughter's life for a police that has no no means of trying to have, you know, just care for anybody. I just don't want my child to be a next Michael Brown.
Now, in just a minute, we're going to get off into the No More Violence organization, which you are the president and chief executive officer. Now, let me share out there with a few people that are listening right now. I know this is not falling on deaf ears. Number one, if your child, tell your children if they're stopped by the police, the first thing they need to do is they need to pull over and roll their windows down, especially if they have tinted windows. Roll their windows down so that the police officer can see inside the car, see who's sitting in the car. Second of all, keep your hands on the steering wheel, turn your vehicle off, and keep your hands on the steering wheel so they can see your hands, so they cannot use that as an excuse that they could not see your hands. Number two, follow the instructions and answer, whether it's a man or a female, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. And that way you're not, the officer has no reason to say that you're not using proper etiquette and that you're being smart or whatever, you're talking wrong to the officer. The next thing that you want to do is if the officer asks you for your license, let the officer know, I'm getting my license and my registration and my insurance, so there won't be a problem. Now, whatever else after that, just be quiet and allow the transition of whatever's happening to happen, and that way there's no reason for the officer or officers to have any type of reason to cause any other problems except for a normal traffic stop. And I just want to share that information out there to everybody that's listening. So please write that down. Tell your children, especially the ones that are new drivers, and tell your older children, too, because everybody needs to know. Now, Ms. Tricia Allen, president of No More Violence, let's talk about No More Violence. Tell everybody about it and what it's all about.
No More Violence started back in September of 2011 in Dallas, Texas. A young man named Deontay Johnson was a 12-year-old, lived in an apartment complex in DeSoto, Texas. A group of young guys came into the apartment complex, started fighting. Well, of course, you know, there's been a lot of fights that pass around this world that where a lot of young people have been killed innocently. And Deontay was just one of those young men that just happened to come outside of the base. The boys did not see him and ran over him. And Deontay did not survive from that. He served, he had brain, he became brain dead from the incident of these young men's fighting. And from there, this young man was one of my students in Children's Church, and we wanted to be able to keep his memory alive. His parents that suffered the loss of their child through violence. And from there, we have been that support organization to a lot of parents that sometimes you just don't have that extended support, long-term support, when your loved one has actually has been killed for violence. And that's who we are. We are the ones that goes into the homes, the hospital visits, to the wakes, to the funerals, to the trials, and just that support to where they need when their family members or their families are not there.
So let me review this again. This is so amazing. Your organization actually goes to the funerals, goes to the hospitals, you go to the courtroom with the family. That is so wonderful. Now, are you guys a nonprofit organization?
Yes, we are. We are a 501c3 charitable organization.
So that means that you can take donations to help the families.
Yes, we can. And that's one of the things about so many volunteers that we have, including myself. We have so much of a passion to do what we do. We give our own earnings. And we're praying that God will bless us financially so we can be able to do more. We have a lot of launching programs that's coming up in 2015. One particular power of victims with a purpose. And one of the things about it is each parent, their grieving processes are different. But the thing about it is that when we get all our parents together as a support group, their healing process comes when they actually go on out sharing their stories to the community.
Yes, I apologize for interrupting you. You're so very right, Ms. Allen. It's so important to have a support group because they're so we did a major march out in Sacramento to the state capitol, and everybody there was a parent or a family member who lost a loved one to the shooting of a police officer across the United States. And that'll be coming up again. But it's so amazing when you have a support group that can get together and talk about the things that they have went through losing their children or their nieces or their nephews or their fathers or you know, it's just amazing. So tell me more about the work that you're doing in Dallas, Texas, because you're also familiar with Miss Simpson too, right?
Yes, Candace Simpson is one of our parents that we have reached out. We met her maybe about a week after, well, it's not a week, less than a week after her son had passed away. We attended the funeral service with her. We continued to stay in our home when the media was there at our home. That's the type of support that we do, that we give to our parents.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. You were breaking up a little bit. Go right ahead. Yeah,
Well, Tennis Simpson is one of the parents in our organization where we actually attended the funeral services with her, as well as after the service, we continued to monitor her. Where if she had media come to her home, we were there to support her. Those are the many things that we do when no one else is there with her support.
And also, so have you guys, like, reached out, like, to help with any of the funerals And you know, do you help out? Do you buy flowers? Do you buy cards? Do you do things like that, too?
Yes, we do. What we do is ask for resources. What we go out and contact other people, other employees, and ask them to help donate flowers for them, as well as if they are one of our members, we also do a resolution, and we have one of our young ministers that are there, and we're there as if they're with the family at the funeral service.
That's amazing. Now, if people want to reach out to No More Violence in Dallas, Texas, because they could be in Houston, Texas, or Lufkin, Texas, or Nacogdoches, Texas, but if they want to reach out to your organization from anywhere in the United States, could you give out your email address, your website, and any other information where people can reach out to you?
Yes, you can reach me. My phone number is 972-805-7648. Again, 972-805-7648. You can reach me by email, TRISH4NOMORE@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook. We actually have three Facebook pages. We have No More Violence. We have No More Violence Stop for Youth Community Choir, and we have No More Violence Youth Convention that we're starting out next year in 2015, as well as our website, moonfoods.com. www.nomore.moonfruit.com, MOONFRUIT.com.
All right. Well, that's beautiful. And, like, later on in the show, we'll come back and repeat that information again. Now, you said No More Violence has a choir. Are the kids in the choir, are they victims of police brutality or killings or things like that, or is it just a choir?
No, we started this choir, and we have a lot of our young volunteers that serve in our organization, and we wanted to bring another alternative to be able to allow them to not only, because we know there's healing in the gospel, which is the music. And so with that, we want to be able to give our young people that only not only serve in our organization opportunity to go out and minister. So these are young people that volunteer with us, that they're able to have their own ministry where they actually go out and minister at different churches and events in the community of Dallas.
So in other words, like it's Christmas time right now. Will the No More Violence Choir be going around singing to different places and touching other people's lives in the community? And that's what you guys do, right?
Yes, we do. We actually go out to downtown Dallas to the homeless. We'll be visiting nursing homes. And we actually have another event that we actually go and do in the next couple of weeks that we'll be ministering at another church.
Well, that is so amazing. That's so amazing. Now, lately in Dallas, Texas, how are things out there as far as the violence is concerned and as far as the killing and the shootings? And how is it right now? How is crime in Dallas, Texas right now?
Well, the violence really has increased. Unfortunately, every day we're actually seeing a young person getting killed, unfortunately. And with Michael Brown's situation, even with Trayvon Martin, everything is really high up here to where we have rallies being held downtown Dallas with the last week ago. We actually had I-35, the bridge shut down downtown Dallas. So, you know, the awareness is really to the forefront out here in Dallas.
Wow, that is amazing. So just like they were rioting all across the United States on, at the non-indictment of this police officer, it also affected Dallas, Texas, too, right?
Yes. Of course, you know, eventually we did not have anyone to do any damages to any stores or anything. It was a peaceful protest, but apparently they did shut down a major freeway to protest against what has happened.
Now, as far as educating young people in the community, when you get the chance, do you go out and preach to the young people? Do you go out and talk to them at the schools and in the communities? Tell me how that works.
Well, some of the things that we look at are the different type of acts of violence that are taking place. We actually connect with a lot of the school districts where we actually do anti-bully rallies. We do rallies within the parents of our victims. And when we do these rallies, our youth are with us. They are able to see the pain and the hurt that the parents are going through. And when they're there, they're speaking out as well.
Wow.
We have our monthly meetings. They're at our meetings. They can be able to see what's going on because they are part of the organization as well. Not only that, we have people to come in and share different types of how to control yourself when it comes down to violence, good decision making. A lot of people from our church, people that volunteer that really want to help our young people to be educated of awareness of violence.
Now, are the young people that you go out and minister to and preach to, are they receptive to the education, to the anger management, and the things that you're teaching them?
Yes, and you know why? Because our parents or the victims are there with us.
Wow.
That's where the impact comes in. The people to understand that, you know, it's a blessed thing to have an organization because they are there with the victims. They're not seeing it on TV. They're not hearing it. They are actually there where they see those tears coming down. They see that pain and that hurt of a mother that will never see her son anymore. And that's where the impact that we want to bring. So those volunteers that we have, whether it's a male or female, would not commit violence.
Now, you have another major rally coming up, and I know you had shared me that you would like for me to participate and be one of the speakers there. Could you let everybody know when your next major rally is coming up, where you're going to invite people to come out and speak and make better awareness? When is that going to take place?
Well, you know, Mr. Jones, we are looking to actually have this in May. That's our alternative date that we were looking for around Memorial Day, which is the weekend, Memorial Day. And we're wanting to do a rally. It's called The Year to Remember, Memorial in the Park.
Okay.
And that's where we want to be able to not only remember just the victims in our organization, because we know it affects everybody. We want to remember any mother or parent that has lost a child to violence.
Now, what about mothers and fathers? Now, what if the mother or father loses a child, or maybe not to violence, maybe they were sick in the hospital or you know, something like that? Do you still reach out to those families? Because they hurt too. Do you reach out to those families?
Oh, yes. We might can't get the information, but a lot of times, a lot of people bring that information to us, and what we do, we get the information, and we go out to the home. We go out to the hospitals. We make sure that we do that connection. Even if they don't ever want to become a member, we want them to know we're there for them.
Okay. Now, could you tell people how many members do you have in your No More Violence organization?
Well, the thing about it is that God has really blessed us so much to where we have another chapter in Paris, Texas. It's on the other side of the College of Texas A&M. The chief leader that's over there is called David Chief Hill. and his other assistant is Carl Butler. They actually have a little bit of over 20 volunteers. The total that we have in Dallas is 43, and we have 16 young people that serve, and four of them are young ministers.
Wow, that is amazing. That's amazing. Now, what are your goals? Because we're leaving out of 2014. What are your goals for the new year for 2015 for the organization No More Violence?
Our goal is, one, is to educate, prevent, and to be able to bring culturality, because one thing about, we're not just an organization, we are ministry, because we are taking care of God's people, whether that's children or down to the adults. And so we want to be able to not only that, save souls, and even in the midst of the violence that's taking place in this world, but we want to be able to change lives.
Now, if you had the moment to reach out now, to say some of the names that, you know, in memory of the people that have lost their lives. Can you take out a moment right now to just say some of the names of some of the victims that you have helped and the families and wish them lots of love? Just please take your time.
Yes. The first one we want to reach out to April Richardson in memory of her son, Deontay Johnson, that was killed April 2011. Tracy Kennedy, her son committed suicide in 2011 of April. Chaz Rogers, her son Anthony Hudson, was killed for teen violence, was killed in 2011. Donnie Wade Jr., his son was killed in 2009 from hazing at Prairie View College. Tammy Simpson, her son was killed in March of 2014 from teen violence. Cora Kennedy, her son named Kimon Bolden, son was killed in 2009. Sheldon Williams, son was killed in 2009 for murder. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, you know,
Lord. And one, I'm sorry, we have one more. Troy Gray was killed in 2013. In Paris, Texas.
Now, you know, just in the list that you said alone, first of all, I send all my love and condolences to the families. And that was so touching. I'm choked up myself just hearing, you know, how many young men have been killed to gang violence and suicide and peer pressure. And, you know, I commend your organization, No More Violence, reaching out to these families and sharing your unconditional love with them and giving them, just giving them a new way to know that you're not alone. We're here with you. We're here to help you. We're here to talk with you. We're here to share with you. We're here to listen to you. We're here to help you heal. That's what No More Violence is all about. So I commend you for the work that you're doing. Now, do you ever join with the police department to talk to the young people or the fire department or anything like that?
Yes, we have reached out to the Dallas Police Department. And the thing about it is that whenever we have a rally, and we do these rallies because of the parents, we still try to continue to bring awareness, because a lot of our parents still have not received justice. And if you heard the years that I mentioned, they're still seeking justice as of today. And because the police department probably have not heard from them, they're still fighting. And so what we do, we actually have these rallies in Dallas, and we contacted the Dallas Police Department, and they come out. One thing I can say, they do come out and they support what we do. They walk, they actually drive the car to follow us to make sure that we are safe. And we actually get out there and we and let them know that we're still fighting for justice for their child.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, I noticed you named all males because
yeah.
You know, we've had some females that have been shot and killed in car accidents. You know, are there any females that have lost their lives to any of this type of activity out there in Dallas? Or
yes, I have reached out to a parent. I actually went to trial with her. She is not a member as of yet, but I let her know that we are there whenever she needs us. Just like every parent, their grief is different. We never try to push no parent to join us, but we want them to know we're there, we're concerned. We will keep their child memory alive. We show respect for every parent. And we went to trial with that parent for a whole entire week, and even up until Saturday of the court hearing. And that man was found guilty, and he is locked up and in prison as of today.
Now, what was the crime that he committed?
This young man followed this young lady at school, came into the school, asked for her to come out of the school. Apparently, he was supposed to have been a babysitter that watched her. He came in and took her and took her down to the bridge of Dallas and shot and killed her, and they found her in the lake.
Oh, no.
Her name was Shania Gray.
Well, my heart goes out to Miss Shania Gray and her family, and I send my deepest condolences from the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association to everybody out there. You're on Faces of Success Radio. This is the Eddie Jones Talk Show, and now, right now, we're talking with Ms. Tricia Allen, the president of No More Violence. She's the chief executive officer. She's calling in from Dallas, Texas, and, you know, to everybody out there in Texas, whether you're in Houston, Dallas, Lufkin, East Texas, or North Texas, wherever you are in Texas right now, you know, this is a time when we all need to be together. And anybody else who's listening, if you're listening in L.A. or Chicago or Detroit or New York, because this show goes all over the world, wherever you're listening today, we're talking about no more violence. And that's what we need across our United States is no more violence. We're tired of seeing our young people with pressure just hanging themselves. They're shooting up the schools. They're shooting one another. It's just really bad. So without further ado, Ms. Tricia Allen, how do you feel about the young people that are going into the schools and disrupting the schools and shooting innocent kids? Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, you know, Mr. Jones, my background is working for Child Protective Services, and the thing about it is that what I see is that when a child comes into a school like that, they let me know there are some personal issues within themselves or even within their home that has led them to the point where they are today. And that's why it's so important to show our young people love so they can stop speaking in other places and other things. They are missing the role model of a father, as a parent, a family structure. They're missing the spirituality. They're missing that mentorship that they know that they can have someone that they can talk to, because a lot of our young people don't have accountability partner. I'll put it like that, because, you know, we as an adult, sometimes we have it. But they don't have someone they can call out and talk to where they can make that good decision-making. And this is what's happening in the schools, that they're going in these schools and shooting one another and have no care or concern for human life.
Now, prayer was taken out of school a long time ago. Do you feel that if we were to get together, my organization or your organization, and make our way to getting prayer back into school again, I have an idea of going to the White House, talking to the president, going to the Supreme Court, and fighting to get prayer back in school. Because I think if prayer is back in school, and then they see that Ten Commandments, and one of them says, "Thou shalt not kill," maybe that'll help them think twice about not killing somebody. And how do you feel about that? Please give your opinion.
Yes, I am down with you 100%. If we can do that to enforce it, to make that movement come, I think prayer. We know prayer changed the thing. Matthew 21 and 22 tells us this. We have to put that in the, and I'll share with our young people, even if you don't allow it, you know, let people hear it, just say it under your breath. Just say a prayer before you even go into your school. You know, even get a group of kids either early in the morning and just pray. I mean, they can't stop you from doing it if it's before school hours. I used to work in a school district for 7 years. So you can do this, but I am 100% with you. I am ready to do it. We need it, and it should have been done a long time ago.
I couldn't agree with you more. So what we'll do is, along with some of the other people that I've been talking to about it, perhaps we can plan a major rally in Washington, D.C. But before we do any rallying or anything, we have to formulate paperwork and documentation saying why we want prayer back in school.
Exactly.
And how we can help it, because I believe a lot of these school shootings will just stop if we get prayer back in school.
Yes, definitely. I am ready. I don't mind starting today if I could.
Well, first thing, we're starting today by talking about it, and now we're going to take it and we're going to speak it into existence, and we're going to put it on paper, and we're going to obligate it to documentation. And then we need to get signatures from Dallas, Texas. We need to get signatures from Los Angeles and everywhere else. And then we need to take those signatures in so that we can get it on the ballot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Let me know what I need to do on this side, and I'm ready to go to work.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Okay. To everybody out there, you're on Faces of Success Radio, the Eddie Jones Talk Show. We are here today. Now, I was supposed to start at 9, but we had some things that came up along with taking the difficulties where I wasn't able to do it. But we're on now. Okay, everybody out there, if you can hear me, we had a technical difficulty just now. We've been experiencing this over the last 3 weeks. Hopefully by next week, that'll be fixed and we won't have these problems anymore. Our guest that was speaking on the show was Ms. Tricia Allen from No More Violence, and she should be calling back in a few minutes, and we'll get her back on the line. We were doing an interview. This is the Eddie Jones Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio, and we are live right now, very, very live. And we're talking about violence in the community, but we're talking about violence and what to do about violence. And this organization, No More Violence, is reaching out, and they're touching other people's lives who are going through these traumas. You know, when their son is shot down in the street or the son commits suicide, they actually go out to the families. They nurture the families. They talk to the families. They have a support group that they deal with the parents and the kids, and they also have a No More Violence choir, which is amazing, because then they take the choir and they go around and they sing to people in different places, and I'm sure they minister to the people about what they're going through. And some of these testimonies, not some of them, but all of the testimonies are real, and they're live, and you're hearing it from the victims of the circumstances that they've experienced. Whether it's a child shot or a child beat to death or a child that's committed suicide, that's what we're dealing with here. So we're talking about that. The time now is about 10:31 a.m. on this wonderful December the 1st, 2014. You're on Faces of Success Radio, the Eddie Jones Talk Show. And just trying to get my caller to call back in so we can finish our interview here. And hopefully by next week, we'll have all the kinks and everything out of the show, and we can get this thing going where we won't have to worry about any more disconnections or discombobulations or anything like that. So just hold on. And meanwhile, while we're waiting on her to call back in, I just want you to know that I was very upset about, first of all, I was upset that they did not indict the officer who shot Michael Brown. I was very upset about that. Very, very upset about that. And the next thing that I was very upset about was that he resigned after doing all the damage that he's done, and after everybody in the United States seen how much of a problem this guy is, he has resigned now. But that doesn't change the face of what's going on. We still have the police brutality across the United States of America. I believe a change is going to come. I really do. I believe a change is going to come. But I also not only want change, but I want documentation that shows everybody that this is going to be the practice of every department across the United States. I want the president to step up and sign some sort of bill that makes these officers have to take sensitivity training. Yeah, understanding the community's needs. So that's important. Very important. So, again, you're on Faces of Success Radio, the Eddie Jones Talk Show, and we're talking about what's going on in our communities as far as violence is concerned with the police departments. And then not only that, we're talking about black-on-black crime, brown-on-black crime, brown-on-brown crime, and peer pressure with our young people and what No More Violence is doing to change all that. You know, that's so very, very important. Very, very important. So, again, we're waiting on Ms. Tricia Allen to call back into the show. Now, here's what you can do out there to the ones who are listening to the show. You can help out. If you see something going on, don't be afraid to talk to the young people. They're not all that bad. Sometimes they're just looking for love in all the wrong places. If you see something going on that you think you can help make change, maybe that young man or young woman might be homeless. Maybe they might not have both parents in the house. You can always refer them to a church, refer them to a job opportunity, refer them to counseling, refer them to something that can help them to make change. But you know, they really need something that's going to help them, though. You just can't tell them anything, oh, hey, don't do that because of whatever. No, you have to have something to go along with that. You can't just say, hey, I want you to stop being in a gang. No, if you want them to stop being in a gang, then, and you want them to stop selling drugs, then you got to have a job for them. You have to have a vocational classes for them. You have to have some trade classes for them or something that they can do where they can earn some money to take care of their responsibilities. It makes a young person feel good when they have something that they can do. So if you want to make change, the best way to do it is become a mentor. And you can mentor the kids. You can mentor the kids, okay? You're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, Faces of Success. I'm going to work on getting our guests back on the show again here. So let's see if we can get our guests back on the show.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. How are you?
Oh, yes. Hi.
I was waiting on you to call back in, but I called you.
Okay. Well, thank
you. Okay. You're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, Faces of Success. And so we left off with talking about literacy and reading and stuff like that, because some of our kids, they don't know how to fill out an application properly. They don't know how to read properly. What do you do to help kids in those areas?
Well, the areas that we do, we have a lot of young people, even within our organization. Life skills is what they need. The basic things. Like you said, filling an application for the job. We also had one of our parents actually help one of our volunteers was trying to pick a job, and just the basic things for what to wear, what to say, how to dress. And we haven't done that a lot, but we are making ourselves available to our young people, even work with the ones that we have in our organization.
Well, that's really nice because, you know, some of our kids, the reason why they, you know, like some of our kids that are in gangs and stuff, I was just saying on the radio just now on the show that, you know, what do you do when a kid is in a gang or they're out there selling drugs and they're making this fast money and you come up and say, hey, stop selling drugs and don't be in a gang? Well, you got to have something to give them. You got to have a job for them or a way that they can get some trades or vocational learning or something like that. How do you feel about that, Ms. Tricia?
I think that's important. A lot of times, even when I teach in my church, our children's ministry, I teach the children's graders, I also sometimes insert my organization into my topics that I share. And I just shared about a couple of weeks ago, I had a young man that shared with me he was in a gang. He didn't know how to get out. He didn't want to share with his mother. My concern was that the harm that may come to him and his family. But I think what it was more, he wanted to reach out to someone that concerned and care about him. And I think that's what a lot of our young men that are in these gangs, the love is missing. And when if they can find that brotherly love in somebody else, which is violence, that's no good. And so I think we should, as a community, even as a church, as a body, as an organization, we have to be alert and look at these signs that our young people are showing us.
Well, yes, we do. We really do. Now, I got to ask you now, because it's been on my mind, you know, how effective has your organization been with helping out these families? How effective? I mean, do you actually see the results from the parents, from the support groups and all that stuff? Tell us about the things that are taking place. When you reach out, what type of results are you getting?
The results that I'm feeling, these are the words that I am hearing from the parents that we're reaching out, as well as anyone that has heard or seen what we've done, is that they wish they would have something like this a long time ago. They wish they would have had a support organization, not only that, a family, because we are a family. We help everyone as much as we can. And this is the effect that and another thing I have to add into it, I'm very spiritual, religious person, and the thing about it is you have to add God in the midst of everything that you do. You cannot operate on your own.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
And in doing this, the spirituality, we know that the gospel is what's going to change the world.
All right.
And because of that, when they see this, they know that they only have an organization. They have a praying organization. They have someone praying, and we brotherly, visually allow them to see that. And that's what God has added to the organization. And that's what they see, and that's what they want. And I thank God that that these people and everybody that comes with us, they see this.
Well, now, also, too, for Thanksgiving, Steve Harvey picked your organization and gave you turkeys to give out to the community. Tell everybody about that.
Yes, I tell you, we were just so full of blessed. And I say that because when we look back on it, we started talking about it. We look back from 2011 to now that we have served and we have done every project, event, program of using our own earnings. And that we feel that God came and saw everything that we've done, and he turned around and touched the heart of someone else. And I believe that's why we received what we received, to turn around and bless someone else. And it was just so much joy to give back, and that's what we want to do. When we are blessed with any financial giving, we are good stewards of what God gives us, and that's why he adds. That's why he touches the hearts of people.
Wow. That is such an amazing, amazing testimony. And I really want to, you know, I know Steve Harvey probably can't hear me, but Steve, if you can hear me, thank you, man, for giving out those turkeys to the organization. That's wonderful. And that probably touched so many families and made them very happy, because some people didn't have a turkey for Thanksgiving.
That's correct. And we, the people that we had talked to, they came by, they had no idea that anybody was giving out any more turkeys, because there were so many places around here that was giving them out. They thought that was it. And so for us to connect in that area where we know that what was probably needed the most, we wanted to ask God to lead us in the right direction that we would be able to bless the family.
Wow. Now, do you have a mission statement for your organization?
Yes, I do.
Can you share your mission statement with everyone out there, please?
Yes. The mission statement for No More Violence is to raise awareness and taking all precautions and preventing violence in children's lives by covering all target groups to build a better community. And when I say target groups, Those are the groups that we're dealing with now with the parents we have in our organization. We have the teen violence. We have the gun violence. We have the hazing. We have the suicide. And we have the murder and the cold cases that are still ongoing now. So we target all those groups of violence.
Now, do you target, because we have a lot of our young people that are into prostitution and human trafficking, do you target in those two areas?
You know, that's something that we looked at, and we are interested in trying to help in that area as well. We have talked about that too as well.
So is there a large problem with a lot of the young people into prostitution or human trafficking in Dallas, Texas?
Not so much. I think more, I would say, prostitution as far as young ladies, teen pregnancy, teen domestic violence is what we're seeing.
The teen domestic violence, that's really important. Are you, because I see these young people like 15, 16 years old, even 14 years old, walking down the street, arguing with each other and fighting each other. Could you talk about that a little bit and how much of a problem is that in Dallas, Texas right now?
I can say that I ended up kind of across a situation about a couple weeks ago of a young man that was in a relationship with a young lady, and unfortunately it was the male. It wasn't the female. And the male felt that he could not get out of the situation or the relationship because the female continued to scratch him, and this is a young man that that I have recently got a chance to know who he is, and I know that he's not a person that would lay his hands on a woman, but she was a type of controlling person to where he felt that he could not get out because either she would do something to the car or just, you know, just verbally and visually abuse him of his name. And so I think it's very important that we make this aware of our young people in their relationships when they get into sometimes more of a deeper relationship with a male and a female.
You know, it's amazing, and you know, I just want to say with all that stuff that went on with Ray Rice and all the football players and everything, and, you know, I just want to say, it was so good. I mean, it's not good. Domestic violence is not good at all. But it was good to hear that it wasn't a male abusing a female, that it was a female abusing a male. It's not good on either side, but normally here lately all you've been hearing is men attacking women, but there are some females out there that do beat up guys, do things to guys, damage their cars, destroy their property, and leave them for broke. So I wish it didn't happen to males or females, but the reality is that your organization is out there helping young people that have these type of problems, right?
Yes, and Mr. Jones, I didn't get a chance to share this with you. The vision that I have for the next couple of years, and we're really praying on this, again, we ask God to order ourselves and send us to the right person, is that we're looking to build or even get a building, and it will be called No More Violence Community Center. And in that community center, we want to be able to give back to the community where all the things that we do, we actually have it inside the building. And that means the economic development, creating jobs for our young people to where a lot of times, you know, when our young people get out of school during the summer, they have nothing to do. They're idle. We want to be able to give them jobs. We want to be able to have a computer lab. We want to be able to give them the life skills. And not only that, we want to be able to have a room to where we can have those substance abuse classes, the violence classes, and not only that, be able to have a food pantry, I'm sorry, clothes closet, and everything that we need that we've been asking people to allow us to use, we want to be able to have that there for them, available for the community.
That is phenomenal. That is off the hook. That is wonderful. That is beautiful, because that sounds like a one-stop shop where people can come, and I've always had the vision of a place like that, and that is an amazing place that is going to happen. God is putting the right people, and not just myself, but everybody who's listening to the show, the right connections are going to happen, and that building is going to come to pass, and I want to be there during the ribbon-cutting ceremony. I want to be there, because that's going to happen. And I believe, God, that that will happen in 2015.
Oh, my, I would believe that. I'm praying on it.
Oh, hallelujah. Just start writing a plan right now.
Yeah. And, the Bible tells you to write it and make it plain.
There it is right there. And he said, if you abide in him, he will abide in you. And when you abide in him, he'll give you the desires. Hallelujah. So he said, ask and you shall receive in Matthew 7:7. And I believe that. And he also said, lean not on your understanding in Proverbs 3:5, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So he's already directing your path already.
Yeah, I think you're about to have church up in here, even on the phone. I feel that on the phone.
Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with having church. We praise God all the time. Amen. Praise him when you're doing bad, and praise him when you're doing good, all right? He said, you call on me. And he said he'll fight our battles. And right now I was going to ask you, do you also teach the kids about, abstinence from sex and drug addiction and things like that?
A lot of the lists that you're sharing, we have put that down on different programs we want to initiate. The thing about, I'm so glad that with the job that I'm doing right now, I have a lot of caseworkers that has a profession to be able to teach those type of classes, and that's where I'm praying that we'll be able to get these buildings where we can be able to utilize them in that way, and they are all for ready to do it. And I'm praying that all of this will come to pass and we can be able to provide more for our young people.
Well, let me share something with you. Since you have a 501c3 status, right?
Yes.
All you got to do is write your letter to one of these big companies like Nike, Puma, Magic Johnson Foundation, and tell them what you want to do.
Okay.
Well, write a letter to one of these big real estate companies that own all these properties, just let these buildings just sit there and rot away. And when you do that, and you put your 501c3 exempt on there, then they can donate a building to your organization, and it's a tax write-off for them.
My God.
Hallelujah. That's what God just put on my heart to share with you right now.
I will definitely do that.
Yes, yes, yes. It's only a letter away, a phone call away. Somebody out there has a blessing for your organization. Somebody out there is going to bless you to be able to do all those things in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. And the good thing about it is that, I didn't share this part right here. Every year we have a memorial banquet for the parents of the victims. These parents, it's their day, all day, to what we cater to them and let them know they're not walking alone on this journey. It's a semi-formal banquet. We actually have limousine services to come pick them up from their home, bring them to the hotel, have a young minister that preaches. We have food catered as well as their pictures of their child on the table to be able to let others see, as well as a word from God. And we do this every year for these parents because we want children to know they are not in this by themselves. I never want them to feel that they are alone. And we do this, and so if we actually have this building, we're able to, that building will be able to be a part of that building where we won't have to go look for somewhere to have a banquet area. It'll be already right there in the building.
That is phenomenally amazing. That is fantabulous, what you just said. And God is grand, and God's going to bless that. That's going to come to pass. I can see it happening right now. It's going to be a big building on a big piece of property with more than an acre of land. Amen. I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. I'm claiming that right now. Now, to everybody out there that's listening to the show, you're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show. We are live. And this is the Eddie Jones Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. And I want you all to know something. Everybody out there that's listening, this is No More Violence, and the president of the organization is Trisha Allen, and you're hearing the testimony about the work that they have been doing and that they're still doing. Everybody out there, please reach out to Ms. Trisha Allen. Now, Ms. Trisha Allen, please give out your information again. If people want to contact you or people want to donate to the under your 501c3 or people want to donate a building to you, please give out all your information to everybody. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Jones. I'm my heart is so full of joy because it's so much hard work, but it's worth it for every parent.
Hallelujah.
People don't understand, I have not lost a child, but God has given this to me, and everybody knows the work that I do. I put my all in all into it. I put my heart into it because I know that God has placed me at. And you know, sometimes I cry and I hurt because I don't have the funding to really do what I really want to do more for these parents and for our young people. And I'm just praying that God would touch somebody's heart to give to our organization. When God sees that you do right with the funding that he gives to you, he tends to bless you more. And God knows we have done everything that we're supposed to do with our funding.
Yes.
We don't have a bank account because we don't have no money to put in it, but we give out of our own. And I'm just praying that God would touch the heart of somebody to make this come to pass. My phone number is 972-805-7648. Again, 972-805-7648. And you can contact me by email, trish4nomore@gmail.com. And again, we're on Facebook. You can inbox me on Facebook at No More Violence, as well as you can contact Mr. Jones if you just can't get in touch with me. But I am available anytime.
Well, you know, I just want to share a quick word of prayer to everybody out there on the show, and to any parent out there who has lost a child to violence or suicide or peer pressure or any way that you've lost a child. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come to you right now asking you to bless every parent, every mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, or cousin that has lost someone in a way that we can't even explain. I just ask that you touch that family now from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Now, to the ones who have the ability to support this organization, to help this organization, to give a building to the organization, I'm asking you to reach out and touch Ms. Tricia Allen, who is the chief executive officer. Oh, God, from my mouth to your ears, because, God, you said in your word, hallelujah, that you will give if we ask it, that if we knock, that door shall be open. And I believe you, God, in every way, and my faith is in you, God, not in what some folks say, but what we know, that your word never comes back void. So bless the listeners of the show and bless the organization, and we'll be ever so careful, God, to give you all the glory and all the honor. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, we have about 5 more minutes on the show. I just want to say to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio, with our special guest today, Ms. Tricia Allen from Dallas, Texas, calling all the way from Dallas, and I'm here in California, and is sharing some amazing and wonderful stuff that they're doing for the community. Now, Ms. Allen, I'm gonna say that I want you to write a letter. What you just told us on the radio, I want you to write a letter to the Bill Gates Foundation.
Okay.
To the Bill Gates Foundation. He's the one that owns Microsoft Computers. He's a multi-gazillionaire. And they have a foundation, and they help people who have 501c3 exempts. And you have one, so I want you to write that letter to the Bill Gates Foundation. And I believe, in Jesus' name, a miracle is going to happen.
Thank you so much. I receive that. Thank you so
much. Now, God is telling me to tell you, when you write that letter, break everything down into numbers.
Okay.
So there won't be no excuse on how much you need for this and what you need for that. Break it all down.
Okay.
And write it all down in perspective. And I believe that you're going to get an answer faster than you can believe it. Now, to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, Faith of Success Radio. Our special guest, Ms. Tricia Allen, who is the president and CEO of No More Violence. In our last few minutes of the show, please tell everybody what you want them to know about your organization.
Yes. Again, if you want to see the work that we do, some of y'all on Facebook, we're on that No More Violence. Like I said, we have 3 pages. No More Violence. No More Violence Gospel Youth Community Choir and No More Violence Youth Convention. And we added the No More Violence Youth Convention about a week ago because we had one of the churches in Paris, Texas, that has agreed to host this youth convention. And this is the first, but I have been on the board of directors of a youth convention for over 11 years. So I have the experience of the leadership to make this happen. And God has put this vision in my heart because the one thing we want to gather all our young people together to where they can share their spiritual gifts at the same time they're educated of awareness and the prevention of violence. And I believe that when these young people come this year of 2015, during the summertime, they will be impacted by the parents of the victim that will be there speaking to them, as well as some, I know some souls going to be saved at this convention. And it's all because we believe in alternatives and giving our young people an opportunity to share what God has given to them.
That's amazing. Now, they can reach you again. Give out your website.
The website is www.nomore.moonfruit, MOONFRUIT.com.
Okay.
www.nomore.moonfruit, one word, .com.
Now, is there anybody you want to give a shout out to before we go off the show?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to every volunteer that has made No More Violence what it is today. To the parents of the victims, thank you for allowing No More Violence to serve you and your family. Thank you for trusting us, of your loved ones, to keep their memory alive in our hearts and in our community. Thank you to many of the churches, many of the schools, even you, Mr. Jones. Thank you, God, for you to come and pass in our way and try to help us to be able to do more for our community. And thanks to everyone that's listening on this radio show today.
Now, would you like to, how about, you know, do you have assistant directors or anybody that works with you with No More Violence that you want to give a shout out to? Or
Yes, definitely. April Richardson, which is our CEO. April, the reason why we started No More Violence was in memory of her son, Deontay Johnson. April Richardson, I thank God that God has given this young lady so much strength to do so much work in the community. And again, for a parent that has lost her child and for her to do as much as work she do in the community, we know God has given her the strength. And this will be, we offer our parents, we give them opportunity to serve. So we thank God for her as well as all our board of directors and even Paris, Texas. Thank you, Paris, for joining in and starting up a No More Violence. And we open No More Violence to any city that feels that there's a need to be able to bring a change in their community. This organization is not about us. It's about anyone that has a desire to make a change in their community. And if you want No More Violence in your city, please call me and we'll talk about how you can be a part of it.
Okay, to everybody out there, you're on the Faces of Success Radio, the Eddie Jones Talk Show. We'll be back next week and on Monday at 9 a.m. sharp. I want to thank you, my special guest, Ms. Tricia Allen from No More Violence. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And send all my love out there to Dallas, Texas, and all the parents and everybody who's working with your organization. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you so much. Everyone have a good day.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Take care. You're on Face of Success Radio, the Eddie Jones Talk Show. See you next week, same time, same channel.